relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com. Mike, there you go. He found the mic button. It's only his third week on the job. Welcome back, my friends. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. And I'm so excited. Welcome to GunBroker.com Second Amendment Friday. I am really so happy to announce a brand new partnership between America First and my favorite gun company on the planet, GunBroker.com. I've been an addict of this site for so long. It makes it so easy. You visit one site to buy all of your guns and accessories that you may ever need. If you're a gun enthusiast, bookmark their page, GunBroker.com, and visit it at least once a day like me right now, this morning as I was prepping for the show. Do you like the president and do you like guns? Right now I found on here, the bids are beginning. Auto Ordnance, it's part of Car Arms, have a Tommy gun, 1927, semi-automatic, relax guys, which is called the Trump Thompson. It's got the president's likeness on one side of the receiver, Donald J. Trump, 45th president, engraved onto the stock, and then on the other side of the receiver, make America great again. I might bid for that right now, but in the meantime, you need to check it out. We are delighted to have GunBroker.com on board as our new title sponsor for this hour every Friday. Celebrate the Second Amendment with me by going to GunBroker.com right now and discovering the perfect deal for you and your family. The president's press conference that we ran live at the top of the show is now breaking into a Q&A period. While we wait for our next guest, James Carafano, let's go back to the White House to listen to the President of the United States and his latest response to the Wuhan coronavirus.
The coronavirus crisis?
We're talking about it country to country, but we did discuss if he had a problem. It was reported that he may have it, and he doesn't, fortunately.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Dr. Fauci said earlier this week that the lag in testing was, in fact, a failing. Do you take responsibility for that? And when can you guarantee that every single American who needs a test will be able to have a test? What's the date of that?
Yeah, no, I don't take responsibility at all because we were given a set of circumstances and we were given rules, regulations, and specifications from a different time. Wasn't meant for this kind of an event with the kind of numbers that we're talking about. And what we've done is redesigned it very quickly with the help of the people behind me. And we're now in very, very strong shape. I think we'll be announcing, as I said, Sunday night. And this will start very quickly. And we'll have the ability to do in the millions over a very, very quick period of time. So, no. And what we have done, and we are going to be leaving a very indelible print for the future in case something like this happens again. But it was and that's not the fault of anybody. And frankly, the old system worked very well for smaller numbers, much smaller numbers, but not for these kind of numbers. Tony, maybe you'd like to say something.
Will you have, yes, please, by Sunday night, will every American be able to get a test?
So just to reiterate what I said to many of you multiple times, it's a dissent of a system. The system was not designed for what it was designed for. It worked very well. The CDC designed a good system. If you want to get the kind of blanket testing and availability that anybody can get it, or you could even do surveillance to find out what the penetrance is. You have to embrace the private sector. And this is exactly what you're seeing, because you can't do it without it. So when I said that, I meant the system was not designed for what we need. Now, looking forward, the system will take care of it.
Mr. President,
and
with respect...
And interestingly, if you go back, please, if you go back to the swine flu, it was nothing like this. They didn't do testing like this. And actually, they lost approximately 14,000 people. And they didn't do the testing. They started thinking about testing when it was far too late. What we've done, and one of the reasons I think people are respecting what we've done it very early. We've gotten it very early. And we've also kept a lot of people out.
Mr. President, the last administration said that they had tested 1 million people at this point. You've been
Well, ask them how they did with
years.
The swine flu. It was a disaster.
But with respect, you've been
Next, please.
For three
Next,
years,
please.
And Wuhan was suffering.
They had a very big failure with swine flu, a very big failure.
President, I want to ask you about the European travel ban that goes into effect at midnight tonight and the exemption that you've offered to the UK. There are 17 countries that are in the so-called Schengen zone that have fewer coronavirus cases than the UK. And just in the past 24 hours, the UK has added 208 coronavirus cases to their total. Why do they, Mr. President, deserve an exemption? And would you consider adding them to this travel ban list?
Well, that was recommended to me by a group of professionals, and we are looking at it based on the new numbers that are coming out, and we may have to include them in the list of countries that we will, you could say, ban or whatever it is during this period of time. But, yeah, the numbers have gone up fairly precipitously over the last 24 hours, so we may be adding that. And we may be adding a couple of others, and we may, frankly, start thinking about taking some off. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm a correspondent with Hong Kong Phoenix TV. You have mentioned that the number in China has been decreasing. China has made tremendous progress in the past weeks.
True.
I'm wondering, how much confidence does this give you to control the virus in the United States? And do you see the data China has been sharing with the United States has been helpful?
I think it has been helpful. We've been working very much with China. I've spoken, as you know, with President Xi. They went through hell, and their numbers are starting to look very good. They're really looking very good. We're very happy about that. We are sharing data, yes. In fact, we're sharing quite a bit of data, including the fact that some of our pharmaceutical companies are working over there right now with large groups of people. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. You spoke with Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau yesterday.
Yes,
did you discuss the potential closing of the border between Canada and the U.S.? And by extension, are you considering ways to salvage the $2 billion daily trade between the two countries?
So we didn't discuss the border. We've had a very good relationship. They're just about finished with the USMCA, as you know. He called me to tell me that. I think that was the primary reason for the call. At the time, his wife had not been diagnosed, and she's a lovely lady, wonderful lady, great lady. And since then, I've heard, read that the result was that she has it. And I was a little surprised. I think he was surprised also. We did discuss it prior to. She's going to be fine, but he thought that she would not most likely have the virus. Unfortunately, she does. But we didn't discuss the border yesterday, no. Go ahead, please. If you have any questions for these great geniuses up here, you should, even a business question, related to what we're talking about.
Mr. President, Ross Palumbo from ABC News Miami. As a relatively new Floridian, what is your message today to the cruise line industry and the travel industry that Florida depends upon? And since Senator Rick Scott and Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez have the same exposure as you, and they are self-isolating. What's your message to them that they shouldn't be?
Well, I don't know that I had exposure, but I don't have any of the symptoms. And we do have a White House doctor, and I should say many White House doctors, frankly. I asked them that same question, and they said, you don't have any symptoms whatsoever. And we don't want people without symptoms to go and do the test. The test is not insignificant. As far as the cruise line business, we're with them all the way. It's a great business. It's a great U.S. business, frankly. and I know how important they are to the country. That includes airlines, but the cruise line business obviously was hit very hard. We had a tremendous success out in Oakland, where we moved it. Vice President Pence did a fantastic job with that. We worked with UK. We worked with Canada. They took their people back in Canada. It was approximately 600 people. UK likewise took a large number of people back to the United Kingdom. And we have people quarantined. It was a big operation, and it worked out really — you don't hear about it anymore. It worked out really well. Mike, you may even want to say something about that, because that was really done properly.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And that that program with the Grand Princess, the ship, is continuing to be administered in the highest standards, orderly way, as the President directed. And Americans that needed treatment have received them. I spoke to the governor of Iowa today, and some of those who now have been cleared are able, in proper supervision, to be returning to Iowa. They're making arrangements for them to do that. Others in Texas, others in Georgia. Again, it's another example of the extraordinary cooperation. Governor Abbott, Governor Gavin Newsom, Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia. But to add to that, the President directed me last Saturday to travel down to Miami. We met with all the leaders of the cruise line industry. Several cruise lines have announced a 60-day pause in operations. Our Department of Homeland.
We are listening to Vice President Mike Pence in the Rose Garden, standing next to the President and the coronavirus response team. Back after this break with America First on the Salem Radio Network and me, Sebastian Gorka.
America First, magnificent.
We don't like. Did that scare you, Jim?
Was that the real voice of God?
It was.
Was that the real God?
It was, a.k.a. Mark Lotta of the Trump campaign. That was the vice president's press spokesman, the former press spokesman.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I really thought it was God.
Play it again. This that was really good. Play it again, Chad. I want to see him jump again.
America First. Magnificent.
He came on the show to do an interview.
Really?
And I didn't know he had a radio show in the past. And I thought, dude, that's a voice. So I forced him in the break to sit there, and we quickly wrote some liners, and we got Mark to read them.
See, this is the problem with radio. My hair is now white. I don't think people at home can't see that.
All right. Well, we won't play that again. At least we'll tell you in advance if they are. The Q&A is continuing in the Rose Garden, but we have that special time of the week. It's national security. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and our guest is Jim Carafano, Vice President of all things national security and foreign policy at the mothership of the conservative movement Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Follow him on JJ Carafano at Twitter. No, at and on Twitter. Sorry, get your prepositions correct. I don't like false modesty. And what does he do as he's sitting down and getting his headphones on? I'm number one all over the interwebs. Jim, are you famous?
I don't know. I am excited. You know, there's such a contrast.
Tell us what you showed me.
Yeah, so I wrote a piece about on Fox News about explaining in a way that I actually wish the president had, explaining why the travel ban from Europe made absolute sense.
And that article's trending.
And what's interesting about that, you know, when the
I'm trying to give you credit. Will you stop?
But when the president said that, I was like, what the heck is he talking about? And I actually had to sit back and think it through. And once I thought it through, I go, oh, my God, this is genius.
So explain to those who haven't seen the article. So Eric, repost, find Jim's article, please. Fox.com, right?
Yep, Fox News.
We'll post it on our feed.
So basically, I explain like why this makes perfect sense, because this is essentially the second wave. You know, the first bombardment came from China, and yes, the president effectively cut that off.
In January.
But two countries that did not were Iran, mm-hmm, which is now everybody's dead under football fields, and Italy, because there's a massive Chinese migrant population that went back after the new year.
Right.
And they just exploded in Italy. And now, of course, because of the Schengen, the no borders.
It's all over.
It's all over Western Europe. And so
including Switzerland, which blows my mind. But
so the analogy I made is the key at this point is stopping the spread of the virus. We know it's here. It's stopping the spread.
There's a containment and then the mitigation.
You cannot drain the bathtub if the water's running. And that's the point, is it makes no sense.
That's deep.
To try to contain the virus if we're just importing more virus from overseas. That's why at this time, for the next 30 days, the end of the flu season, what the president did is that was the Normandy decision. That was exactly the genius right thing to do. Number one on Google News, number one on Real Clear Politics, number one on the five things President Trump says you have to read.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was a good day.
I knew him when. So before he was famous.
So can we talk about the speech today?
We can in a moment. But first things first, I wanted to add to that discussion. If my senile old mind will allow me to remember, containment, mitigation, I'll remember. Talk about today.
The Democrats literally...
Oh, sorry. This is the point I wanted to make.
Right.
So when Jerry Nadler, we had the audio yesterday, when Jerry Nadler says there's no point to a travel ban, when Mazie Hirono says there's no point to a travel ban because it's already here. Jim, you are Mr. Homeland Security. You still teach it. Can you just respond to those sound bites?
Yeah. I'm just a simple guy. Is you cannot drain the bathtub if you don't shut off the water. You cannot stop the spread of the virus if you keep importing more virus. What is it? What it is about that they don't understand? I'm just clueless. But again, this is because they have to find something to be for that Trump is not, so they can be against everything else Trump is. There's no public health logic to what they're doing. So they hate the travel ban because Trump's for it. So they're on the testing thing, because it's the one thing which arguably we haven't done very rapidly. Even though we can make a long argument about why testing is not even close to being the silver bullet, particularly at this point in time. But the key thing at this point in time is containing the spread of the virus and protecting vulnerable populations.
Correct.
And that's while they're still harping on the stupid testing thing, which is a problem from, you know, maybe 6 months ago when we actually couldn't have tested effectively anyway, but that's besides the point. The president has leaped ahead to what's the problem right now. This fight is at the state and local level. What can I, as President of the United States, do to put every arsenal in the hand of every governor, every mayor, every local community so that they can deal with this problem, whether it is speed up what you can do in the medical system and local hospitals or give you the resources to help deal with the consequences? That's what he did today. He is doing the right thing at the right time. The other yahoos are just, we have to be something for that Trump is not. That is not good public health policy. It's not a deal with the crisis. This is Washington's worst hour. And this would be like as Washington burned in the War of 1812, the Democrats were in the fire trying to pass a law against fire departments.
Yeah, you'd think, Jim, that there's a point at which Orange Man Bad is just not relevant.
No, right? Apparently not. I mean, here we are with an incredibly consequential thing. I mean, if we screw this up, we are going to have death rates like China and Italy and Iran, and we are going to drive our economy into a recession if we screw this up. And instead of worrying about that problem, what they're worried about is how can I turn the vote in November against Donald Trump?
Not only that, how can they import abortion money into the legislature on Corona?
They're screaming about we should have the federal government should be doing all this testing. Which actually, with the federal government is actually not really good at that. What Donald Trump was said, pardon my word, but screw the federal government. He turned to the private sector and said, "You guys fix this, and you fix it now." And what did he just announce? They have come up with better, faster, cheaper. He's empowered the private sector to get in there and fight. No president's ever done that. Meanwhile, they're sitting there saying, "You know, we'd all be better if we had socialized medicine." Though, literally, the countries where everybody died have socialized medicine.
How much did the Obamacare website cost? Billions of dollars.
And what did Trump do? He said, "Hey, Google, give me a website." And Google said, "Sure, no problem. It'll be up tomorrow."
That's the way you do it. And the Dow has already recovered 1,885 points. Stunning. Already breached 23,000. Some common sense has returned. Yes, Jim?
Yeah, so, you know, we should. So social distancing, all bad, canceling everything else. We're going to see some upsides to the economy here.
Can we hold that? I want to talk about the upsides, not only to the economy, but to grand strategy in general.
with our special guest Jim Carafano every week at this time. National Security. Follow him on Twitter. He's preventing World War III one tweet at a time. JJ Carafano of heritage.org. It is our Food for the Poor campaign month, and I want to ask your help. We will recover. As the president said, we will get over this. But there are those who are suffering in Guatemala who will not. Listen to Rafael Rodriguez talking about the children who simply don't have enough to eat.
Children, like other children in this region, are not developing according to their age due to malnutrition, and families in unimaginable misery. Here, infant malnutrition exceeds the levels found in Haiti, where the problem is an epidemic. Poverty here seems like a curse, and diseases among children are rampant.
Infant disease and hunger worse than Haiti. Please give now whatever you can at sebgorka.com, feed the hungry children banner, or call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673, sebgorka.com. Back after these messages. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by GunBroker.com.
And we're very excited about it. Somebody we're not excited about is the man who thinks he could be president, Bernie Sanders, unreconstituted Bolshevik, who honeymooned in the Soviet Union. This is what he has to say with regards to the Wuhan coronavirus cut 7.
Nobody knows what the number of fatalities may end up being, or the number of people who may get ill, and we all hope that that number will be as low as possible. But we also have to face the truth, and that is that the number of casualties may actually be even higher than what the armed forces experienced in World War II.
You're a historian of strategy and things military. Casualties in World War II, overall 60 million dead. U.S. This is irresponsible, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I saw one doctor saying half a million dead, and a very respectable radio host said half a million dead. And look, I'm just a logic guy here. Nobody's had...
Not even China!
China, Italy... You know, even Iran, which is nobody's had numbers like that. Why would the United States have numbers like that? I don't even know how you extrapolate that number. There are liars, damn liars, and there are statistics, right?
Yes.
So we were talking about in the break. I think a big part of why we will get through this is Americans have decided that social distancing, this is good.
And pretty rapidly. It wasn't an idea we were familiar with.
And it wasn't because the federal government told us to.
No.
We as Americans decided to do this. And that makes it way more effective. And I think it'll help dramatically. It's the most important thing. The testing thing, I think, is largely a distraction at this point. I mean, testing is value. There's no question about that.
But you've got to stop the spread.
It's not the silver bullet to controlling the virus. Social distancing really, really is. And then, again, effective medical response, taking care of consequences in communities, that's it. But here's where I think this may actually make us stronger. First of all, who are the best people at responding to disasters and crisis? People who have been through a disaster and crisis. Americans now all have experiences together. We're going to be a stronger people for it.
Resiliency will increase.
We are discovering new sources of resiliency. So, for example, the Heritage Foundation, like every other think tank, we decided – we're not going to operate out of the building. We're going to enhance social distancing. You know what else we discovered? We can do everything we do now without that damn building.
Are you going to sell the building now?
I doubt that seriously.
It's a very nice piece of real estate.
But I think people are going to discover new ways to do things. We're going to invent new businesses. We're going to invent new capabilities. There are things. So we are figuring out how to get on with the business of being America. And when the virus goes away, hopefully at the end of the flu season and regular business come back, we're not going to lose all the valuable constructive things we've learned in the last couple of weeks and months. And I think we will rebound. Now, look, let's be honest here. Who's going to get hurt? Like small businessmen, wage employees. This is going to be tough for them because literally their economies are not designed to go with 30 days of disruption. Right. So this is going to have an impact on our fellow Americans. But one, we're going to help take care of our friends and neighbors. We just are because that's what we do as America. The second thing, this economy is going to bounce really back strong, and everybody's going to rise from the ashes. Yeah. Small businesses are going to create new businesses. People are going to pick up and pay their mortgage, and I think we'll be just fine.
And as Dr. Birx mentioned, who is the chief coordinator for the coronavirus response team at the press conference today in the Rose Garden, in prior cases, in 1985, for example, during that outbreak, it took 6 years to work out the proper response, screening, and vaccines. We're doing it in weeks now, not years.
And, people always say, oh, they're testing in South Korea, they're testing whatever. What we haven't actually seen is analysis that says all that testing actually worked, made their response more efficient, right, or that their testing's actually any good.
It's accurate. We don't know if it's accurate.
Yeah. So people are, again, the problem is the critics need something to harp on. So they pick this testing thing like it's the silver bullet.
Yeah.
Just like in Katrina, it was, oh, it's all FEMA's fault, right? They need this thing. They need a single point of failure. And look, let's be honest. Our testing regime was not rolled out efficiently, effectively. The president did what actually is the genius of the president of the United States, who said,
let's fix it.
The federal government has just demonstrated they can't do this. It's not my fault. I didn't build a federal government. So I'm going to turn to the people who can, and they are.
Yeah, whether it's Roche, whether it's Google, this is always has been, always will be a results-oriented president, because that's what he's been doing for 50 years in the private sector. We've been talking to Jim Carafano, Vice President of all things national security and foreign policy at the Heritage Foundation. Check out his new article on why the president's measures are working. We've reposted it at my Twitter feed, sebgorka.com, and our Facebook page. We will be back with Grant Stinchfield broadcasting from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and most importantly, pain relief that attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. How do I know this? Because I've lived it. My low back pain issue plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, and now I am pain-free. 15 months later, after taking Relief Factor, I'm still pain-free. Also, after my recent knee surgery, I am off my painkillers. Why? Because Relief Factor works. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans right now. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com and then find out for yourself if Relief Factor is the solution for you by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Just $19.95, which translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for a dollar a day? Perhaps freedom from your pain. Find out right now. You deserve to be the next success story, as the president says at his rallies. What have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, my friends. Gunbroker.com. I'm a huge fan, a massive addict of this website. It is the world's largest digital marketplace to buy and sell your firearms, ammunition, and all possible kinds of accessories, and a whole lot more. The gun selection is unmatched with over 1 million daily listings. At gunbroker.com, you are certain to find the gun of your dreams. I have every day. Shop at gunbroker.com. Don't miss a beat. So excited after that announcement, our new sponsor, to invite a great, great Second Amendment champion, friend of the show, and also one of our guest hosts. He's a real radio pro. His name is Grant Stinchfield. He goes by Stinchfield 1776. I like that. Grant, welcome back to America First.
Oh, thanks, Seb. I'm so happy to hear you got Gunbroker.
Oh, man. It was
They're great.
When I started this show, I said, you know, there's one sponsor I'd like. I'd like Gunbroker. And Russ, if you're listening on the Salem sales team, you nailed it, brother. We were at SHOT Show. We introduced ourselves, and man, he landed that fish on the deck of the boat. Well done, Russ. Wow. Thank you, and we're excited. I want to talk Second Amendment, especially the news that's coming out of a certain presidential campaign with regards to taking away our guns. But first things first, you're not only a radio maven and Second Amendment superstar, you're also a small business owner, right, Grant?
Yeah, I employ about 20 people between two companies.
Nice.
I have a towing company and a trucking company. I haul freight for FedEx.
That is so American. My buddy has a trucking. I have a buddy now who has a trucking company.
Well, let me tell you something. We get, you know, freight to you. This is what drives America.
Yes.
No pun intended. It really does.
Do you have a special, you know, does your company have like mesh-backed baseball hats with your logo? Like truckers' hats.
They actually wear FedEx hats, and FedEx is a great company, too,
it is.
And we're
okay.
happy to partner with them.
So tell me, I just have to ask you before we get on to, you know, the gun stuff, how is the corona hysteria affecting you as one of these businessmen in America?
All right, I'm going to have to say this without getting upset, because what they have done to small business America is go out and intentionally try to ruin them, as well as, you know, you got seniors and their 401ks and everyone else is investing in the stock market. The left is willing to destroy this country for one single quest, and that's to take out President Trump, and they don't care what happens in between. My towing company, Seb, these are guys that go out on the road. We rescue people for AAA memberships and that kind of thing. We're the
right.
good tow guys. There's no one driving around on the roads now. What do you think that does to my guys? I can't have them sitting in the office. I would love to be able to afford that, but I can't afford to pay guys for just sitting around. So now you got to send guys home. And this will trickle down and trickle down and trickle down for what I believe, in many respects, is freaking out.
Yeah, no, it's hysteria. When you have people saying, you know, we played the audio cut from Bernie Sanders, who said, we may have more casualties from this virus than we had in World War II, and you go, hang on a second, 41 people have died since January. Are you insane? I mean, are you literally trying to create mass hysteria?
You remember the H1N1 virus,
yes.
right, back in 2009? Look, it's worse back then at the same exact point of H1N1 in America than it is, and a lot worse back in 2009. And it took President Obama like 200 days to declare an emergency.
We had 60 million people infected from H1N1. It took 6 months for President Obama to declare an emergency, which the president did today. And it's only, what is it, March 13th. Okay, that's crazy. Let's talk about our joint passion, our love of things that go bang when you pull the trigger, and the Second Amendment that protects all other freedoms. Is it significant to you that just this week, the front runner for the Democrat Party's nominee for the presidency hired Jennifer O'Malley Dillon to his campaign, who was formerly Beto O'Rourke's campaign manager, Grant?
Yeah, this after Joe Biden said that he was going to make Beto O'Rourke his so-called gun czar.
His gun czar.
And so if anything is going to tell you that this is a man who wants to take away your freedoms, all of them, by the way, but including the Second Amendment, I don't know what does. So he's got Beto on board, and now he's got his campaign manager on board. Last I checked, the O'Rourke campaign, their sole issue was to take away your firearms, and if you didn't turn them in under his plan, he was going to throw people in jail. That's who Biden supports.
And this is the man who said, I mean, look, we knew this. You knew this. I knew this. We knew this for years. But people said, nah, that's an exaggeration. But this is the guy we have to, I can't believe I'm saying this. We have to be grateful that he came out of the closet for the Democrats on this issue. And he said, hell, yes, we're coming after your guns. So more than ever, we have to be aware and on the forward leaning, right, Grant?
Yeah, look, Beto O'Rourke did, and he called all of the rest of his far left Democratic candidates out there to come on board with this let's confiscate your guns train. And in some respects, you're right, Seb. I guess we should thank Beto O'Rourke for putting them on notice and making them tell the world exactly how they thought. But believe me, they don't want to just limit the Second Amendment. They want it destroyed. They want to take away the Second Amendment altogether. It's not about limiting it. It's about destroying it.
They don't want citizens. They want subjects. And every time a nation is disarmed, it leads to tyranny. Whether it was the land of my parents in Hungary, whether it was Germany under Hitler, whether it was Venezuela just 13 years ago when the public was disarmed, that's what happens. We wish you every strength, Grant. If you look at the Dow rally, 2,000 points almost today after the president's press conference. I think we will weather this rapidly. And I'm so glad to hear that you're one of the people that's keeping the heartbeat of America ticking with your business. Follow this man right now, Grant Stinchfield on Twitter, Stinchfield1779. I like his branding and his the way he does his branding, because his website is called GrantsRant.com. God bless you, Grant. It's been too long. Look forward to having you back. Keep doing what you do, my friend.
Yes.
All right. God bless. This is Sebastian Gorka on the Salem Radio Network with America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. I know, my friends, I know if you suffer, if you're in pain, you have a choice. You can take regular painkillers over the counter painkillers. If you have a prescription, you can get stronger painkillers. You can take those smelly, noxious ointments or salves. Let me give you a fourth option that's better than all of them. Why? It's not synthetic. It's not bad for you inside. It doesn't hide the pain by affecting your pain receptors. It attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation, and it has no negative side effects. It's called Relief Factor. I've been taking it now since we launched the show January 1st last year. It got rid of my lower back pain issue, and I'm taking treble doses of Relief Factor since my knee surgery, which means I'm off my regular painkillers. And it's just so wonderful. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are getting their lives back every single day, liberated from daily pain. You could be the next success story. Find out if it can work for you by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it every morning and evening, as do I, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Like the president says at all his rallies, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com. Back after these messages.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
And you're with us, aren't you? Of course you are. And that's why we've got a brand new segment every week. We're calling it the Making America Great Update, where we give you rhetorical ammunition to win the war, to take back our republic in 234 days. Get a pen and paper ready, because Mr. G has everything you need to share. Are you there, Mr. G?
Social distancing, but I'm here.
He's got a sheet of glass between me and himself. Hey, I'm not sick, buddy. I went to CPAC and I'm fine. So what have you got to share with us? What do our listeners need to know about Making America Great Again? Successes from the Trump administration.
2017, President Donald Trump signed Executive Order 13773. That instituted federal officials to identify, disrupt, and dismantle drug cartels.
Right.
This week, they announced that from that executive order, they're able to launch Project Python, and over 600 arrests have been made in the last year against one of the most notorious drug cartels, CJNG.
600 arrests on one cartel?
From one little executive order that nobody remembers.
That's incredible. Guys, we are winning the war against our enemies, including the drug cartels. What next, Mr. G?
The Supreme Court announced this week they'll allow Trump's Remain in Mexico policy to continue. Since this started, 60,000 asylum seekers have remained in Mexico while they're waiting for United States to hear their case.
So you don't get to hang out here and potentially disappear into the undergrowth if you want asylum. You got to wait in Mexico until your case is heard. Winning, winning, winning. What next?
EPA announced that through environmental deregulation under the Trump administration, it saved Americans $6.5 billion.
So the EPA, not exactly it was an exciting topic, but the EPA... under this administration, give us that figure. How much money were we saved?
$6.5 billion. But they also now they're saying they're getting ready to roll back the Obama administration mercury air toxic standard rule. Ever heard of that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, here's what they're doing. They're evaluating the strain that it saves on the economy. That rule that the Obama administration put into effect, they say it saves the economy about $4 to $6 million. That's with an M. However, since they have implemented it, that regulation has cost the economy $9.5 billion with a B.
That is half. To put this in context, because billion, million, gazillion. That
Ask
is half.
Brian Williams.
That is half the cost of the wall. $9 billion is half the cost of the wall. Wow. Okay, Mr. Jeff gives you the ammunition. Whether it's 600 cartel members put behind bars thanks to Project Python and the Trump administration, whether it is $6.5 billion saved from the EPA waste or another $8 billion because of Obama's overburdensome regulations. Man, this is the stuff you need to know. Spread the word so that we can reelect the 45th president of the United States, my former boss, Donald John Trump. Next, a whole hour dedicated to your health and the coronavirus threat with my personal physician, Sam Pappas. Don't you dare touch that dial.